More like radio, less like crap.
Did you ever notice how short the interval is between "Boy, I can't wait for summer" and "Fuck this shit"? That's about 6 days, I think.
All right, let it snow. Oh, God.
It's disgusting in here. It's like walking through pudding. I told the guy at the hotel I was going out for a walk. He's like, "What, are you high?" And he's right. Within 5 minutes, I look like I'd escaped a Vietnamese POW camp. Just sweat stains, clumps of dirt in my hair, blood trickling from my ear. Oh, God. Every year, from June to September, I don't even bother looking in the mirror. Because this time of year, you're never going to see your own reflection and say, "Yes, that's what I'm going for." I want to look like I just rubbed bacon all over my face. That'll get me laid for sure. I love the summer. You guys enjoy the 4th of July? The bitches never learn. Yes or no question. They can't control themselves. What about you, sir? Did you like the fireworks? No, you didn't. Listen, I think it's time that we all admit that the fireworks are a little bit lame, okay? Now, I know when I say that, it sounds like I'm wearing an I Heart Al-Qaeda t-shirt. I know that, but it's not true. I love this country, and I used to love fireworks. Every kid loves fireworks, but then I turned 14, I touched a boobie, and I moved on. But yet, we still have this idea that fireworks are awesome. When it's pretty much the same fireworks that were around 20 years ago when we were kids, right? As far as I can tell, there are three fireworks. There's the one that's the big circle, like the green or the red. There's the one that comes down like the spider plant. And then there's the one that's like the shimmery jazz hands. And that's it. They do not progress. Meanwhile, like, diapers and tampons take technological leaps and bounds every year. Every year there's a new tampon with like a funnel and an irrigation system and microchips and shit. But we're stuck with the same shitty fireworks. Here's my imitation of each and every one of you watching the fireworks a few days ago. Here it is. This is it. Ah. Ah. And then there's the big debate part. Is that it? Is that the end? Is that... Ah. You never know when it's over. But you always say, "Is that it?" And there's that one helpful guy who's like, "Oh, you'll know when it's over." No, you won't. And you'll say, "Oh, this year's fireworks weren't very good, but last year's were awesome. Last year's sucked too. And next year, also gonna suck. Sorry to bring you down."
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians, and possibly Mersh, if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
So then Marie is wearing this dress that's akin to like a tube top. And she pulled the tube top down and invited with her fingers Kayla and Dee to nipple.
I don't remember that.
Sean, it happened.
Sean, back me up.
It happened.
Wait. I saw Marie's tits. It happened.
Marie, I fucking swear. Why would I make this up?
I saw your tits. Royce and I high-fived. We high-fived in the middle
so
of
I'm
this.
So I'm assuming you weren't
really high-fived.
You weren't wearing a bra, I'm assuming. So you just had your boobies hanging out? So
anyway, they're hanging out. And then second, and then she goes... she has a hand on each side of her boobs doing the come hither to each boob. Bum would basically kiss its nipple, and they did, of course.
Of course, they just dove right into it.
Then Marie pulled it back up, kept dancing. Just a lot of that for the most part.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's
not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were... You stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
You talk dirty to me. You talk dirty to me.
Hi, everyone. Bad self. Welcome to Dutch and Royce, everybody. It is Tuesday, July 8th, 2014, here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingenen, here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Marie, you have to talk dirty to me, though. You're supposed to do the saxophone part.
Oh.
Mitch Hiles here as well.
Oh, Big Dick Daddy.
D.
Hey.
And is Sean there?
No.
Okay. I was going to say you didn't talk before the show.
I was going to do sexy voice, but I had a frog in my throat. It was like, hey.
You guys, you want to get in touch with us?
Hey there, big fella.
954-573-2780. Or hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, MLRD.
More like D.
Or more like
For
D.
The love of Jesus Christ.
I don't care enough
never
to remember.
Get it right.
I don't. You should know. Yeah. And yeah. And then obviously more like radio. Hashtag Dutch and Royce. Hashtag Hippo Juice. Hashtag it, whatever it is you guys.
Hashtag Thinspiration.
Thinspiration.
Make sure you do that because we're big Adam Richman fans.
Did he get rehired, by the way?
Probably. And if not.
Oh, yeah. Did that die down yet?
I was going to say, it's like 3 weeks in a row I've been mentioning this guy.
It doesn't even matter. None of this matters.
So anyways, did you guys, what did you guys do for 4th of July?
I just need my Adam Richman update.
Well, I was asking Marie and Royce, and neither of them were talking.
Well, because you
Oh, I thought your question was answered.
No, I said, what did you guys do for the 4th of July?
No, we didn't hear that. You cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Skype is not being fun today.
Dutch, you're also, I'm just noticing, just so you know, your Google Hangout video is pausing a lot, too.
Okay.
Maybe just for now, disconnect Hangout and just keep Skype, just for now.
All right, let's see what happens.
Okay. Oh, that's his tense load.
It's your load. I know you have an amazing load, but right now.
Here's the thing. It might be my computer, because I downloaded a lot of movies this week, because I'm going on a...
adventure.
A couple of plane trips coming up. Actually, I'm not going to be able to do the show tomorrow, FYI. I forgot to tell you guys.
Oh, cool. Thanks for letting me know.
I'm letting you know right now.
Hey, so
I'm not going to be able to do the show next week.
I won't be able to do the show next week or next Wednesday either. Because I'm going to be gone from Wednesday to Wednesday. So,
whoever wants to... this is great. Whoever wants to fill in tomorrow for Dutch, let me know.
Show's canceled.
And next Tuesday... whoever wants to fill in. Hammy.
Canceled.
Hammy, you want to fill in for Dutch again so we can make fun of him? Ooh,
canceled.
That's great. Kelly can listen all next week.
Ooh, call Cousin Joe, too. He's fun.
Yeah.
I feel used.
You feel used?
It's like we broke up and you're calling your ex-girlfriends right in front of me.
Welcome to the way you make every person you've ever dated feel.
That's not fair.
But it's accurate, though.
It's a little accurate, but...
it is true.
No. I didn't know.
True.
I actually ended up kissing like the first girl that I've kissed in since Kelly this weekend.
That's some fucking horseshit because you've been having booty calls off air.
No, it never happened.
Oh.
That's a whole other story.
Guys, Adam Richman update.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Still doesn't have a show. It's on shaky ground, but he does still have his gig promoting meat for Walmart.
Well, that's good.
Score one for him.
Thank God. Right. Thank God. Because I was because me and Marie were talking off air, but man, I sure hope he doesn't lose his meat endorsement at Walmart.
Yeah. That's the best thing he's got going for him.
It was a screaming match that we got into over this. It was crazy.
That's really weird.
Weird thing to fight about, yeah. But it happened.
Especially since we both agreed.
We both were on the same side. We knew where we were fighting.
Very passionate about the subject.
Yeah.
We just have loud voices when we get, you know,
especially with something as passionate as Walmart.
Or Adam Richman
at a Walmart. That's like two of my things.
And then when you put meat on top of that.
Dutch, you know what my third thing is?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Speaking of Lord Jesus Christ, can we discuss that picture you sent me or no?
Which one? Oh, the 4th of July party? Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
What did you guys do?
I'm not going to post a picture.
Well, can I describe it or is that too... No.
Oh, yeah. We went to 4th of July party where they...
Oh, so much fun.
The latex body paint.
Yeah, so Roy sends me a picture of Marie and some chick just in like, yeah, body paint. I was just like, what the fuck are you kids doing?
Only one chick? Because there were more than one.
There was only one in the picture that you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Now I feel left out, Roy. She didn't send me more.
You know what? No, you were. No, fuck you. Now you get nothing.
A whole bunch of us painted each other.
I think I think we only got one picture as well.
As I look for my phone to send it to Dutch.
But don't post
so,
it.
So it looks like you guys were poor. Where were you guys, first of all? Where were you and where'd you get your hands on latex body paint?
My friends, Joyce and Joe, threw a party for our friend Seth. He's turning 30, and it was on 4th of July, and they had the body paint left over from Bonnaroo.
As if, like...
concert, so...
Right. Isn't that in Chicago every year now, or no?
Wasn't it in Tennessee?
It was in Tennessee, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, a couple weeks ago, they had been in Bonnaroo, they had painted themselves, had leftovers, so at this party, like, hey, let's just body paint each other.
Because
like,
you're the only 10 I see. Sorry, a little late?
A little bit. Not right on time. A little delayed. So, yeah, it was a fun little, like, daytime 4th of July birthday party... Slip and slide, relay race, water balloons, body paints, you know, normal.
Booze
and a lot of boobs. There's a lot of boobs out.
There's a lot of boobs. There usually is.
How many people were there?
It was a small, it wasn't a lot of people. I mean, how many?
Less than 20, probably?
Less than 20 people?
Yeah.
It was very intimate.
What? It was in like a someone's backyard, is that what I heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, if you guys are running around with your tits out and doing body paint, I don't think.
I'll tell you this. Nobody was on Molly, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. So you guys took Molly.
No, not us.
See, Royce, when you open up with a negative that sounds like it's a positive, then it's going to think the world.
Some people at the party may have been on Molly, but it wasn't us.
Oh, the picture size is too large. That's the reason why I didn't get the other one.
Oh, how sad.
That's sad.
Just send it to you on Facebook, Dutch. All right.
Sad. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Okay, so what, it was just the three of you and Sean, I'm guessing, or?
Yes, that is a good guess.
Well, that would be four.
Yeah, and I kind of realized I said that halfway through. It's like, three of you and Sean? Okay, cool. I mean, no crazy wackiness like you guys had last week?
No, actually, it was surprisingly normal. It was as if nobody was topless. We were just having normal, everyday conversations.
Yeah, it really was.
Without tops on.
It wasn't crazy. It wasn't wild. Everyone was behaved.
I think we might hang out with our tops off too much.
That's probably what it is.
Just to be normal.
Oh, there we go. Whoa. Hey.
All right.
Who's the one in the middle?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We all say the same thing, my friend.
She has a body like Eve.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this, Dutch. I may have had a bigger load because of the one in the middle.
Wow. Lisa.
How about that?
Dude, I never saw the picture of this middle chick. I only saw...
Fucking Mitch, calm down.
It's in the chat room, dude. It's in the Skype chat room.
No, it's not.
It's not in the Skype.
Oh, my God. This isn't even good for listeners because they're not allowed to see the photo.
Look at those tits.
Yeah, but the Dutch describing it is kind of fun.
Yeah, like, dude, she's got like big and heavies, but she's got like a nice thin waist.
Big and heavies.
Yeah, man. Those are nice.
No, they are fantastic. Absolutely. And by the way,
she has like this tiny little waist and
an amazing ass on top of that. Like a fantastic ass. So yeah, actually, they were paying themselves inside this thing. They were basically calling a rape shed because it was just shed outside, and they were waiting for a really
it has
long
an air
time.
Air conditioning in it, unit in the window of it.
They were for a really long time.
Yeah, and you just wanted to be in the rape shed.
Yeah.
You okay. Most that. People yes. after they get married, they calm down a little bit with the crazy. Wild. It seems like you two have gotten weirder after you guys have gotten married. Is this the fault of D, or just you guys just kind of letting your hair hang out?
I blame D.
You are a horrible person.
Actually, we were fine.
You mean you thank D?
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yay.
Now, we were creeps way before we knew D. But, yeah, she didn't help.
It wasn't, like she was like, hey, calm down, guys.
She introduced us creeps to another group of a bunch of creeps. And
yeah,
that's what
happens. It was like a merging of creeps.
Just a lot of creeps.
Wow.
And then also TLC creep.
Yeah.
Creep. Yeah.
I'm still going to stand by that. They were just not a good band.
Just don't go chasing waterfalls.
They didn't have good voices or anything.
It's funny that Maul says, I'm imagining butterflies in the sky. Everyone in the picture can fly twice as high because Marie's body paint said the more you know.
And yeah, Marie's body
star.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah, well, Marie, you explain it. Was
I know that's...
We were all doing 4th of July themed body painting, so we were
I don't know why we didn't call it 4th of Jaluau. That's me.
I don't know either. So it was all American flag-esque, and so I wanted to do like a comet, stars and stripes, so like a star, you know, and then going across. And then as soon as I started painting it, I realized it was the More You Know logo, so I just wrote the More You Know on the bottom, which is kind of funny when you think about it when you're not wearing a shirt.
I guess.
And Marie also was in a thong on top of that. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Some parts of the day.
Most of the day.
Not all of the
90% of the day.
But then they threw glitter on me.
Oh, yeah. Then they also threw glitter on her.
What the fuck kind of people are you guys hanging out with?
Amazing people.
Burlesque dancers.
Is that what it is? Okay. It's just the whole burlesque crowd.
Yeah. It makes sense when you go down a slip and slide that's covered in baby oil and soap that the moment you get up, someone's standing right behind you and throws a whole bunch of glitter on you.
Of course that makes sense. Why wouldn't it make sense?
You ever been to a party, Dutch?
Apparently not.
It's awesome.
Well, not one like that in a while, but yeah. I mean, I went to a party this weekend. My brother's moving to Amsterdam, and so we had like a big old going away party for him up in Denver. But other than that.
Your brother?
Huh? Hot Dutch number two.
Did you throw glitter on your brother?
I did not throw glitter on my brother, no.
Well,
he did fuck a girl in a stairwell, though. I was like, high five, way to take my move.
Runs in the family.
Is that like a rite of passage for Van Wickenden?
I guess, or just we can't wait for beds.
Or you're just so lazy you can't go up the stairs.
Well, yeah. Here's the truth. I'm gonna let us see. Dutch, I'm sorry. Dutch is afraid of beds, okay? He has his fear of beds.
You do?
Yeah, his house, he sleeps in a futon.
Wow. I don't, it's not a futon. It's a
he
bed.
Sleeps in a futon. That's why he couldn't have any pillows for a long time, because it reminded him of beds.
Oh,
Doug.
No. What happened?
What happened?
Should we...
I don't know. Fair bet. It's just a strange... It doesn't even hurt.
Dutch, it's okay. Man, just
you're
say just, it.
You're
feel
being
better.
Silly.
You'll feel better if you say how much you hate beds.
But,
Just let it out. Yeah, you said butt.
No. I'm glad you guys have fun
on
the 4th.
Something happened to your butt in the bed?
No. But I know I did nothing for the 4th of July this year. Like,
not
absolutely not one thing. My dad was out of town, and it's his birthday on the 4th of July. But, you know, here's the thing. We also had, like, this big old surprise party for him, and he didn't know it. So he thought he was just going to come home and, like, hang out with my sister Michelle and her kids. So he was like, whatever. Nobody's throwing me anything. So he just, like, booked another work trip. And, you know, like, the entire family was going to... It's like, God damn it. So
why didn't you just have the party without your dad?
Because that I don't want to hang out with him.
No, I said without him.
No, I don't want to hang out with them.
Why?
You don't want to hang out with your family?
Well, yeah, I'm kidding. But, yeah, no, normally we have this big 4th of July party thing at my brother Aaron's house every year. But his wife hates me right now, so I wasn't invited over. I don't even know if they had a party, but...
What'd you do?
We've been back and forth forever, basically. So,
How did it start?
Well, okay.
Is she the one with the accent that yelled at you?
Yes. Yeah, she's from Bulgaria.
I'm vaguely remembering a story.
But, you know,
Borgaria.
The night I got into that fight, I told you guys about that. Later that night, like, you know, we were, because you know, Royce, how after you get into a fight with somebody, it's always like a bonding experience with like dudes, and they're sitting there going, oh, did you see me punch that guy in the face? Oh, yeah, I was grabbing him and you were doing this. You know, it was like one of those kind of things. Right. In the meantime, I'm getting like, you know, my busted up hand getting taped up by the girl who owned the house that we ended up, you know, going to after the fight. You know, we're all trading stories back and forth. You know, I still have like a blood coming out of my, like the side of my mouth because that's where I got punched and everything. We're all like excited. And then, you know, my sister-in-law starts in with this screechy, you know, why do you have to fight all the time? What's wrong with you fucking guys? Like, and it was like, it just wrecked everything. And so in my head, I thought I said, shut up, Rosie. Everybody hates you. Knock it off. That's why I thought it came out of my head. But apparently it came out, shut the fuck up, Rosie. Everybody fucking hates you in this family.
Well,
oh, no.
Which proceeded to have my brother then knock me down to the ground, pick me up and go, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Get the fuck out of here, and threw me out of the house. So
what is your problem?
And the next day I apologized to my brother immediately afterwards. And then the next day was my mom's party and the DJ thing. I tried to go up to her to apologize and she refused to even look at me or talk to me. And I was like, okay. So.
Oh, no.
I felt bad about it. I still feel horrible about it.
Well, you should.
I do.
That's why I said I did. You don't have to tell me if I should, because I do.
I think I do have to tell you.
Maria, Mitch, I love the Photoshop, by the way.
Since we can't post the original photo, I Photoshopped one for you.
That's pretty close.
Beautiful.
That's really close.
It's not even
remotely close.
Looks like she's got a spider crawling to her vagina.
She does.
It looks like my stomach has cat kitties.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the weirdest looking abs I've ever seen.
I'm wearing like an armor shirt.
The whole shirt looks like a mouse.
Your boobs are crooked.
Yeah.
One's way bigger than the other. Yeah, it's the wrong one. The reddest nipples I've ever seen. Super red. Your nipples are supposed to match your lip color for the most part.
Is that how it works? Hold on.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Which just gave me a really amusing image.
Well, yeah, but you guys can't see me because I have the camera off. By the way, is the quality better?
Yeah, it's better.
All right, just keep it off then. Mitch and Sherry, did you guys do anything for the 4th?
I went down to my mom's cousin's house and shot off some fireworks, you know. We didn't really do a whole lot of crazy stuff, or anything at all. Just kind of had a party. Nothing of merit happened. Although,
why is it that I always think that your family events, you know, that scene in Garden State where they go over to that one friend's house and he has like a lit arrow and they just shoots it up in the air and they kind of run back and forth to get away from it.
Well, I mean,
I just imagine that's what Sherry and Mitch's like family functions are.
Like, I didn't. We did definitely
shoot our bows, but they weren't on fire and they weren't at each other.
Yeah, or straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Oh God, I remember one time at 4th of July. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. I was at my my sister's, my older sister Amanda's, her in-law's house. And, you know, her husband and her husband's brother are, like, good friends of the family and everything like that. And they had this big old backyard and, you know, like a two-story, you know, with a big old porch on top and whatnot. And at one point, it was like 5 or 6 of us decided to go out back and have a Roman candle fight. And at one point, it was super fun until
were you pretending you were Harry Potter?
Well, I was until I had a Roman candle rocket shoot right at my head and I put my hands up to block it. But I still was holding the lit Roman candle my right hand. So it shot up and behind me and went directly into the kitchen window. my sister's mother-in-law comes running and screams like, you fucking idiots, what the fuck are you doing? Just screaming at us. Oh God, that was funny.
You crazy.
You guys have any firework mishaps?
Yes, my dad actually almost blew himself up.
How did that happen?
But you know those mortars they have? The mortars you can get, and they have that big tube, and you just drop them.
Right, 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 yeah.
You know? Well, we had two of them. They were clamped down to a table, two of the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And He dropped the mortars down there and lit them and started walking away because at this point he had shot off a bunch of them and he was less, you know, scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they didn't shoot off like into the sky like they're supposed to. They just exploded on the table. Just like it was boom, boom.
So whatever the propellant was didn't ignite, but everything else did.
No, it didn't work and it just blew up on the table.
Wow.
Yeah,
how close was he when it happened?
I don't know, probably 20 feet, 30 feet.
Every year, you hear about one of those things, too, where someone will drop one of those things in the mortars. It doesn't go off, and then they stick their face over top to look down inside, and they just lose their heads. Yeah. Ugh.
So in the chat, Dennis is saying that Mitch and Sherry were just PMing them, him flipping the bird.
Oh, okay, you guys were doing that to me, too.
I was really drunk off margaritas, and I was trying to see who I could get a reaction from and who I could fight with for the night.
Well, I just wrote back, "You're doing it wrong," because I hate the way you do your finger. She does
She holds on her thumb.
She has her ring and pinky finger all the way down. Her middle finger up, obviously. The other one, her index finger cocked halfway, and her thumb sticking straight out.
Oh, like this?
That's not wrong. No. You're doing it wrong. That's not right.
You're doing it wrong.
No, you have to. Fingers are together, except for your middle finger. That's the only one that goes up.
Exactly. You got to make it as big as possible.
Why you were yelling at me?
Oh, you mean you do it like you're. Making a chicken claw on the other side? Like,
no, you take your thumb and you hold every other finger except your middle finger down. That's the
point. I always did it like that, like a lazy.
Well, that's not right.
That's like.
It's the cool kid California way to flick someone off.
No, I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm doing.
You're from Florida.
I'm from California. I grew up there.
I don't care where you're from. What? You're from Florida now.
Yeah, D, fucking idiot.
But I was going to say, like, I know Mitch and Sherry, sent us a couple of messages. And Joel, you said that you got a couple messages, too?
Oh, I got one of her and Mitch flip, or at least Sherry flipping me off. Just that. It was just a picture. No caption, no nothing.
The only one that really took the bait was Joe. We had fun with him.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Yeah, I was going to say, could you read me the transcripts?
Let me see if I have pictures.
He was just, she sent him a picture. It's like, oh, fucking really? You're going to treat me like that, blah, blah, blah. And then I would get in the picture and he'd get all horned up. And then.
I was hoping he'd send me a dick pic.
Why? You can't.
I'll send you a dick pic.
Everybody. I'm pretty sure Sherry just sent us messages of her singing. Yeah.
I was able to get one out of him recently.
Oh, a dick pic?
Yep.
It's not that difficult.
That was when he was measuring the girth.
Yep. Yeah. I need it, and this is really important for radio station purposes, to know his girth as well as his length. And he didn't know how to measure his girth, and so I told him to get a piece of string and measure his circumference. I told him how to do the math and everything. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, I'm like, and then when you're done, tie that string into a bow on your dick and send me a picture to make sure I know it's done. And he did.
Oh, good.
Why? Why did you want to see that?
Now, is this all going to be available at the More Like Radio Live event?
The dick pic?
Yeah, and the ribbon. We can auction it off.
It's not even going to be a pic.
We gotta have Joe do something with his dick at the live event.
Don't worry.
Like, it'd be a travesty if he didn't.
Dutch, that's why I said it was business. It was More Like Radio Business why I was having him do it.
Okay.
And it's a secret. God damn it.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Shut your mouth and go to the live event, all right?
Yeah, seriously, assholes.
August 9th at Just Jake's, Montclair.
I don't think that we got any flipping off from Mitch and Sherry. Did we get any bird flipping from them?
You feel left out? You're not special.
We sing to you, though.
I actually like you guys.
Hey.
Yeah,
we sing back and forth to each other. It's special.
I send you pictures of... Who's those redneck people?
What redneck people?
Duck Dynasty.
We send you Duck Dynasty.
360 and 420?
You told them too.
So the picture in the chat is Coletta's response to a picture of Mitch's hairy nipple.
Oh, yeah. What did you say? She sent him something. He's like, oh, I want to see a nipple. So I sent him mine. And that's what his response was.
That he wants to lick it?
He wants to lick my nipple. Yeah, he has this weird thing where he wants to, like, lick me up and down.
He wants to stick his D in your B.
Just has to ask.
What? I just laughed really hard just thinking about Joe wanting to stick his penis in Mitch's butthole.
I'm just wondering why she had to censor the word butt.
That's why it was funny.
I know.
Because it's dirty. Did you just say B?
Is it a because butt? B rhymes with D.
You're in the B.
Oh my gosh. Just a bunch of professionals around here.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen, Dennis.
What is it?
Oh my gosh, the chat room is on fire tonight, guys. If you don't listen a lot,
Okay, it's a picture of like a bunch of like Russian ballet dancers, and it's like a GIF of them kind of like toe tapping or whatever you want to call that, and then Punchy kind of shooting across the screen,
just dancing,
dancing.
Get it out! I can't.
All right, that one's going on the More Like Radio fan page.
Get it out
right now. Oh, right now. You leave it, and I will keep posting.
No,
that's your. Let me tell a little backstory.
Yeah.
The picture you see Punching Hopping, that was his before and after photo when he was doing his DDP yoga thing.
Right.
And as soon as he posted the picture, D was sitting outside. I go, D, look at this picture. And every time I showed it to her, she kept dying laughing and she would get mad at me.
I don't know why. He's so intense in it.
He's so, look at it. Look how angry he is.
His face is just like, what? I can hold my foot.
Like, he should be happy that he's doing it, but he's just so intense about it.
Wait, I can do what? Hold on. I'm going to try to do this. I haven't stretched or worked out in years. So
I'll be taking him to the hospital soon.
I can there he is.
Oh, no.
He's missing, get him on camera.
I just pulled something.
I did. It hurt a little bit, but I did it. Take that, DDP yoga.
Okay.
What the fuck? I heard this earlier today because at my shop, they've had like every game of the World Cup going on. So every once in a while in my office, I'll just hear no because they listen to the Spanish version of it.
As you should, because the English version sucks.
Dude, it's so much more exciting to hear. I'm like, right? I wish I knew Spanish because these guys are freaking. Anytime it gets close, they're like, I'm like, did they score? They're like, no, they kind of got close. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But 7-1?
Yeah.
Germany apparently put that. If you guys, I know the majority of everybody's been at least sort of keeping up with the World Cup. And, you know, Germany and Brazil were like the top two favorites to, like, you know, get to where they were. And they obviously got there, but they got a beat down.
Okay, hold on. It's here. I think that's it for you, Dutch. Just for you, Dutch, because since you like the Spanish announcers, I pulled up the
best. They're fun, man.
Yeah.
I want them to announce my life.
No, you really don't. You'd be scared.
That or Doc Emmerich. He's the best.
Who?
Doc Emmerich.
What? I don't know. You lost me with soccer.
Are you playing something? Because I can't hear it.
I'm trying to, but it's not fucking loaded. It sucks dick.
Doc Emmerich, he's the guy that does the hockey thing. Like,
Nate! No, better than that. It's Temple.
Oh, that's English. You want it Spanish? That's right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it is true. It sounds like the Spanish people care way more.
They just make it more exciting, I guess. It's like the difference between listening.
Salía Sissok con el rebote de Bra. Debería ser de Giggs, que está habilitado, la para con gran categoría. De zurda, Magó hizo una pequeña bicicleta contra Xavi, se frenó otra vez, va por afuera, por adentro, ahora con la derecha vino el centro, controla Zaha, la saca Sissoko al revés, gol de Ferdinand, patea Ferdinand, de zurda al arco, ¡qué golazo! ¡Ah! ¡Gol! ¡Gol! El 5, porque es para él.
Wait, is this from that? I was going to say, is this from a live...
All of that? They played all of
it? I'm not playing it.
No, this is the announcer.
This wasn't during a live event. Live broadcast, he's doing this?
Yeah, no, it is. I'll post it.
Oh, my God. He's doing this.
That's amazing.
Here, don't believe me. Here.
They sing?
Gloria para el Manchester. Na, na, na.
You imagine Pat Summerall calling a game and he just starts singing It's Raining Men? Let's rain men.
Amazing. God, they just care so much about such stupid things.
What a great bit, though. In the middle of a broadcast, they're just singing.
Oh my gosh,
that's great. The meanwhile, in meanwhile, in Brazil, they, you know, they're still rioting because they're pissed off the fact that the country. Did you guys see what's been going on with all that?
Yeah, they had to like fucking they made like 200,000 people homeless so they could play fucking soccer.
Exactly.
Is that bad?
Well, that and also like they haven't they have shit roads. They have no public transportation. They threw basically like what was it $10 billion towards this thing.
That's good.
But
I want to be part of a riot. I really want to.
Quiet Riot?
Yeah, any kind of riot. I want to be the lead singer of Quiet Riot.
Really?
I would pick a more relevant band.
No. Yeah. Don't you tell me what's relevant.
No. Okay. Just no.
No. That's how I figured out how to argue with you guys. I just give no reason behind it now.
That's
well,
the point.
It's funny, so
yeah, Dutch,
up.
That's called not doing radio. You want to do radio?
Makes you laugh. That's all I care about.
Made me laugh too. Good work.
I said you.
Oh.
This is all I want to be. I also want his hairdo.
He has a good hairdo.
That poor guy was losing his hair like the day he was born. Ugh. Here's the thing.
Oh, they spelled cum C-U-M.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Ew.
Sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
Because of all the internet problems we were having early on, I shut everything down. So
shut it down, John Taffer.
So I'm trying to pull things without having the feed go to shit one at a time. So maybe just so you guys know, if I'm lagging tonight, that's what it's from.
It's okay, Dutch. We don't need you. We're radio professionals.
It's also okay because I don't need your excuses.
Yeah, seriously. It's all it is. Your barrel of excuses.
Are those little kids in Brazil crying because they lost?
No, they're crying because they live in Brazil.
Are they crying because they're homeless?
Dude, that country takes it so serious, though.
A Brazilian! Dutch?
Dutch?
Why aren't you laughing?
A Brazilian.
What about it?
That's how many South Americans it takes to screw in a light bulb.
A Brazilian.
Get it?
Oh! Okay, sorry.
He got it.
He's not even trying, man.
Sweet.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull up something here.
He's not even trying. He's not even getting on. These
feel
jokes
like I'm
are amazing.
Drowning right now.
These jokes.
Dutch, guess who I got to meet this weekend.
I can't guess who.
Anthony Hopkins.
Close.
Oh,
wait,
hold on.
No, close at all.
Anthony Bourdain.
No.
Johns Hopkins.
No.
John Sanzari.
That's a celebrity right there.
But closer.
I ran out of ideas.
Mr. and Mrs. Lopez.
My parents.
Oh, you get to meet old man Lopez. Oh my God, how was that interaction? This is always great.
Here we go.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, shut up.
No, but it really was.
What did he say to you?
It was fun and entertaining.
By the way, I love your dad.
Security
more than
only
anything.
Got called on us once.
The only security got called on my dad once.
What?
So that's not bad. That's not bad.
What happened?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right, so we went to dinner. Over at the Bonnet Creek Hilton where they have this restaurant. Anyway, we go and we
slow down.
Well, okay, fine. Slow down. Let me back up. You want to get this? Okay, fine.
Just so
we
speak go, slower, I think is what she meant to say.
There's so much more story before we even get to the restaurant.
Where do you want me to start?
So they're diamond members.
Start at the end.
They're diamond members of like everything ever invented that's travel related. And so there was some special 4th of July fireworks patio party. Yeah. That we got to get free cheese and deli meats where Royce and Dee were trying to steal all the free cheese and deli meats.
Me and Dee were trying.
Why are you trying to steal free things?
Hold on.
Because it was gourmet.
Let me explain. This is like
God, you're so Cuban and white trash.
This is the thing where only like diamond members and stuff get invited to. So it's like a bunch of. So anyway, this private fireworks show and they do have like, you know, prosciutto out and all this meat, all this fancy cheese. And me and Dee are trying to figure out how we could steal the cheese. Without getting caught, like fill her purse up with cheese. So then we
it was
find
a pretty
out,
good plan.
Hold on, there's another lady who also shops at Target like Dee, and they're wearing the same dress.
Yeah, this bitch was wearing the exact same dress as me.
So
it was future Dee.
She was like,
did you get up in her? Did you get up in her unit?
No, but what Dee was planning on doing was blaming the cheese stealing on her doppelganger.
Yeah, we're going to use her as my escape.
So then being like fatsos that we are, as soon as the fireworks going on, me and Dee were like, let's go inside the buffet table.
By the way,
let's go steal food.
By the way, in the meanwhile, back at the Hall of Presidents.
Meanwhile.
While those two idiots are trying to steal Gouda cheese.
Gouda rules.
Amazing Gouda.
I was actually using his parents to mingle with the other rich people that were in there, and we found like the director of all the Hilton and Waldorf Astoria. It's a complex. So there's a Waldorf and a Hilton and a whole bunch of restaurants and stuff are inside there, and he was like the director of all of them, and he busted out with like, you know, $100 bottle of wine, and you know, I'm mingling and rubbing noses with them, and these
maybe elbows because you're not
children.
And yeah, and Royce and Dee are just trying to steal the deli.
We're not trying to steal.
And so anyway, so yeah, so he owned or at least managed or directed, whatever you want to call it, the restaurant that we therefore went to go eat dinner at right after this thing was
over. I love how this is going on and these two idiots are stealing cheese.
Yeah, and
Just because you could? Or were you guys just bored and needed to entertain yourself?
Fucking crazy person D looks at me and she goes, I was just going to get a carton of milk and just start drinking it and stare at you and just see what you would do. I'm like, why would you? There's no need. Why? There's no.
Because they had milk. They had really chocolate funny. Milk for the children.
You're not bent the right way.
Yeah, you're fucking weirdo.
Anyways. Go ahead, Marie.
Yeah.
So we met the guy that's.
I've been a little tipsy.
Met the guy that's the director of the restaurant that we go to eat at. So we sit down. The first thing we notice, it's extremely hot in there. So we go to the waiter and we're like, hey, you know, it's a little warm. Is the AC on? Can we turn it down a notch?
Now, keep in mind while we're saying this, my dad is sitting there telling us a story. My mom and dad are telling us a story how they had security called on them recently. So just keep this in mind. This is the story they're telling us.
And another experience.
And a different experience. Not this experience.
By the way, I think our waiter had autism.
Because he was clearly just stupid.
He was so just like, oh, yeah. Yeah,
he didn't give a shit.
No,
honestly,
shits.
We were like, man, it's warm.
Was he high?
Hold on,
maybe
he might have been. He was very smiley, but he didn't give a shit about anything going on.
We were like, man, it's really warm, and he goes, yeah. The thing is, you know, we have engineers on it right now to lower the AC. I'm like, fucking engineers! It's just lower the air conditioner.
Do they have to bring out a team to press the button with the down arrow?
It's fucking. What are they? Did they have the fucking team from Armageddon on there? Bruce Willis.
I think he was clowning you.
Now, anyway. Finally,
no, it was like, oh my God, it's outside and around the corner. We don't control it in there. We're going to get a team and all this stuff. And we're like,
anyway,
but it's really hot, so hop to it.
The food takes about 45 minutes, if not longer, to finally get to the table. And we're like, Jesus Christ, it took really fucking long. So whatever, my dad, of course, and my mom both complain. I'm like, hey, you know, this thing is really fucking long, you know? And they had the right.
I'm sure they were being quiet and they were just kind of saying it to themselves, right?
No, they weren't. They were saying it
loud. Oh, okay. Oh.
And
I would have thought opposite.
Very clearly. Then when we leave, my dad goes to the manager, this female woman.
Oh, no.
After the pays, you know, we eat our meal. We don't complain about the food. It was good food.
She goes, you know.
We pay and then go to the front and then go.
She goes, then my dad goes to her, you know, I find it a little messed up that. We sat here, the AC's broken, and we had to wait almost an hour for our food, and you still charge us. Like, and by the way, my dad already paid. And my dad's not a cheapskate by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So she's like, well, would you not want to pay? You know, and then she goes, I looked at the ticket. It was only 15 minutes, which is bullshit. It wasn't. And my dad's like, well, let me fucking see the receipt.
15 minutes from when that person probably put the order in.
Right, exactly. That's what my mom said to them. I was like, well, probably 15 to when they fucking put the order in. Anyway, she goes, well, I'm going to call security and tell them you don't want to pay. I've already paid. So anyway, my dad's just sitting there waiting for security to come. Because instead of leaving like anybody else would do, he wants the confrontation.
Oh, that is one thing I love about your dad.
So like four guys walk up, can do nothing. One was on a Segway, apparently.
Yeah.
Mom is just kind of like casually holding her dog and like talking like she like it's no big deal. Yeah. Security gets called all the time. It's pretty awesome.
So yeah, so we're sitting there and it was just I don't know, man. It's just my dad just attracts problems.
I think your dad is a problem.
He is a problem.
He's a major problem.
And then, you know, we sat there and we're like, oh, how did he get security called on him at a fucking Hilton?
Now, why would she still call security after he said, I already paid?
She was a cunt because she was a cunt. And now I found out today, D, you don't know this. And Marie, you don't know this because I hang out with my dad today during the day. He's friends with another waiter, another waitress at one of the restaurants. They found out they're circulating an email saying guests Royce Lopez and Rita Lopez may be an issue. They're a problem. They've had security called on them.
That's awesome.
Oh, no.
And we only found out that this email's circulating around all the Hilton Hotel restaurants because one of them's friends with my dad and told him. So now there's a fucking email circulating.
They can't go to any more Hilton hotels.
Fucking sir, my parents.
You have the same name, though.
You have the same name.
Oh, I know
that I, dude. You know how happy that makes me. You can't go to Hilton's anymore.
No, we can't go. But they just say that we're a problem. We might have security called on us.
That's awesome.
That seems fair.
And I just found that out today. So of course now my dad is calling and complaining and wants to tell them that you can't. You have a fucking email going around about me.
That's and the hilarious, truth is,
dude. Wrong.
And the truth is, no. The truth is, he wasn't being aggressive or anything. Like he wasn't gonna punch her or anything. Like
he might have cursed once, but he might have yelling. Like he didn't raise his voice once. No. He really doesn't have to. He's like intimidating just standing there. So
that's funny.
It so frustrates me because I'm like, I was there. It was hot, and it did take a long time. Mm-hmm. Like. He wasn't even lying.
I guess at Hilton's you're not supposed to complain because if you do, you're a problem.
I guess.
Now, hold on. What was her initial response to the initial complaint? Was it, I'm sorry, sir, we'll do better? Or was
no,
it?
No, she did not ever said I'm sorry.
She
no.
didn't say I'm sorry.
Here's
she
what
was
I
like,
found out.
Combative.
15 minutes.
Here's what I found out. Also, something else you guys might not know. That woman there, the manager of that restaurant, the reason that she's bulletproof is she's fucking... The guy that runs all the restaurants in that complex.
Okay, like, we have to say allegedly.
No, I mean allegedly, but probably, definitely.
Sorry.
Allegedly, probably. I didn't say his name or her name, so I don't have to say allegedly.
Oh, I thought you said her name earlier. Sorry.
I never said her name.
Okay, all right, we're good then.
Oh, anyway, that's what I've heard. And on top of that, that's the reason that she's bulletproof and do whatever she wants. So.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. Have you guys ever gotten security? I mean, Royce, I'm sure you have at least once, right?
No, he's not crazy.
I don't have security calls on me.
Never had security called on you? I'm trying to think.
No.
I'm not that kind of problem.
My brothers are problems. They've gotten security called on them.
How so? When?
I'm more of the fucking indignant, I will fucking argue with you calmly until I get what I fucking want problem.
Right, you're more persistent. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very persistent. And I'll get loud and stuff, but I never fucking ball my fist up like I'm going to hit somebody.
I'll make a scene, but I always make it like... goofy enough to where it's like, okay, we don't need to get security called. I got security called to me one time because my brother and I were in a bar one time and my brother just decided to like do that whole, you know, like when you take the bottom of your beer bottle and smack the other guy's beer bottle on the top and it fizzes. Sick. He does that to me and I'm like, motherfucker. So like I wait about 5 or 6 minutes later to get him back and I did it. And some snobby bitch of a woman happened to like see me do it and his beer was spilling her ear, you know, before he was able to get it to, you know, to his mouth. Anyways, this big dumb bouncer comes over and he's just like, you're going to have to leave. I'm like, why? He's like, because you're knocking people's drinks over. I'm like, no, I didn't, dude. I just did you know what I'm talking, the little beer thing. Seriously, you got the. I'm like, come on. What do I got to do? You know, we just got here. You know, it's for, you know, my brother's yada, yada, yada thing. What do I got to do to say? And he's just like, you got to mop it up. I'm like, sure, bring over the mop. And so I just kind of like made this big deal of it. I'm like, everybody stand back. I got a mop. And just, yeah, made the guy. I'm like, you ain't going to embarrass me, man.
I would have mopped it up too. I would have whistled a jaunty tune.
Oh my God, dude. I was so obnoxious about it.
Just whistle while you mop.
So and that's the only time that's ever happened to me.
And then I would have been like, I'll go back. I'll want me to clean the dishware. I don't give a shit, bro. Whatever you need, man.
That's the thing, though. Like, would anybody actually respect security? Because they're not actual cops. I mean, the most they can do is call cops.
My dad, actually, funny you say that. My dad was telling me the story. Because now when my dad is when he's bored, he hangs out at diners with 80-year-olds and listens to their stories.
Swear to God.
Hand to fucking Christ.
Oh, I believe it.
So he tells me about this old man who just doesn't give a shit anymore. He was trying to... He's like 82, 83 years old. He was driving and he was in such a hurry. He was trying to get around a funeral procession. You know those motorway
suspensions? Yes, yeah. What?
So Rent-A-Cop apparently jumped on the guy's hood. And the guy drove him all the way home. Holding onto the windshield wiper. And then when he got out of the car, the guy just walked into his house. And then he walked, and then three cops showed up and go, "Sir, we have to take you in. You just can't.
Can't drive with people on your hood."
They kidnapped him.
And then the same dude apparently.
But no, what did Roy say that guy said? "I drove slow enough."
Yeah,
he wasn't gonna hurt him.
That was an excuse. Wow. Danger. Did he serve in any of the wars?
I have no idea. I don't know that much about the guy.
You hear a lot of these guys who will do like just random shit like that, and usually cops or whatever be like, "Oh, okay, fuck, he killed Nazis for fuck's sake, just let him go."
Yeah. He fought numb.
But it's true. At 80, what are you going to do to an 82-year-old? What are you going to do to him?
Seriously.
Nothing you're going to do to them is going to matter.
Maybe that's take hilarious. Away his license.
And okay, so what?
Yeah.
And
then he'll still going to drive.
He'll still drive.
He'll still drive.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm old.
Then you just play the, "I forgot I didn't have a license." And then you're off again. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. What's a license? In my day, we just hopped in our Ford.
Good one, Marie. Tees. Amazing improv skills.
Yeah,
lady.
No, you were right on.
I've been really just top notch. I've been
shut up, Marie.
I've been working really hard. I practiced like during the day and at night.
So hold on, how old is your dad at this point? Because my dad just turned 16. I think yours is younger than mine, right?
52.
He's 52.
Yeah,
and he's hanging out with 80-year-olds.
Yeah,
your dad rules. That's hilarious.
That's one word.
That is funny.
Well, what is he gonna do? They're by themselves over in Texas.
Yeah,
and
my mom walks around with her little dog. But by the way, my mom made her dog one of those special needs dogs to take care. Like,
oh my god,
emotional support dogs,
dude.
Everywhere.
My friend, my sister Laura's friend did that too, and it's definitely not one. But she just did it so she could take it on planes and go into restaurants and be an asshole about it. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Saves you time from having to tie your dog up. If your dog's good and knows how to like stay still.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the cutest thing. It's so small. It crawls up onto her chest and lays on her boobs. It's the funniest thing. It just rests on her boobs.
Yeah. My crippled Asian brother, Josiah, has one of those dogs, but it's an actual like trained dog. Like this thing knows how to open up doors. This thing knows how to like,
because your brother, your brother actually needs it.
Exactly. Your mom, on the other hand, does not need a boob dog.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. She's going to be very upset at you.
An emotional support boob dog.
Oh. Your dad's going to kill me. He's going to kill me one of these days.
Probably. He actually asked how you were. I was something the other day when I was hanging out with him.
He did?
Like a week. Yeah, he's like, "How's Dutch doing?"
Was it
like,
followed by, "Oh, good, I thought he was dead," or "I hoped he was dead."
He actually likes you.
Okay, good.
I mean, as much as you could be like.
I've never been threatened so much in my life before.
That means he likes
you.
Okay,
good, good.
See, that lady just took it wrong.
Yeah.
She didn't need to call security. He was just trying to make friends.
My dad's like that, too. He will sit there and trash a waitress about their service.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Say
my
how
dad
horrible
was doing
they are.
That.
And he thinks it makes up for it by giving them a huge tip.
My dad was doing that actually yesterday. Me and Marie went to go eat with him at, like, I forget what restaurant.
Oh, the formerly known as Houston's Hillstone.
Yeah. Restaurant. So anyway, we're eating over there and the waitress is just nice, but hold on, back up. Can I back up before even that?
Yes.
Me and Sean the other day are by the pool. Sean and Wer are by the pool, hanging out at the hotel. And then there's this waitress is walking around, you know, like at any pool where they come and ask you, "What do you want to drink?"
Right. And then they take their shirt down a little bit more.
Right. Exactly.
Tip them. So then you don't want to drink?
My dad wanted a drink, so he calls one of them over. She goes, "Oh, you know, I'll take your order, but this really isn't my area." And he goes, "Oh, whose is it? The Oriental over there?" I'm not lying. He says, "Who? The Oriental over there?"
She's from the Orient?
Oh, my God.
Right, Orientals are crazy for firecrackers.
And of course he said that.
I told my dad.
And she's helping to build the railroad?
I told my dad she's not a carpet. She's a person.
That was it was entertaining what he said.
Yeah. She's running an opium den.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Sean.
No, we're just sitting there on the hi Dutch. We're sitting there on the chairs, and the girl comes over, and Roy's like, "Yeah, I want wings and a drink and this, that, and other thing." And so the girl's like, "Oh, that's Miriam is the girl that would be serving you over here, but I don't know where she is." His dad turns around and goes, "Miriam, what is that? The Oriental looking one?" Royce.
Wait, it gets worse.
Royce.
Then she shows up, and my dad starts pointing out, he goes, yeah, you know, I asked who you were, and I said, oh, the Oriental one, right? To her face. To
is
her
she
Oriental
even face. Asian?
Yes. Oh, to her Oriental face. He
yes, she
her.
Was Asian.
And you're not there. Even yellow!
He comes over, and he starts blaming the other waitress. The first one right. that came over, he's like, yeah, she was saying...
Does he think that's like an appropriate term? Because I'm sure it was back in the day.
Why there's an email circulating?
He thinks anything that comes out of his mouth is appropriate. It's just...
No, he knows it's not, but he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He makes me feel so awkward so much.
And, here's the thing. You know he does it just because he gets that reaction out of you.
Yeah, no, I get it, but...
Oh, so anyways, yeah, when we were at dinner the other night, he kept berating the woman that was serving us because she said that a side dish had Peruvian corn.
Oh, my God.
And he was like,
that's not Peruvian corn. I know what that is.
Well, something similar to that.
Oh, my God.
Where it was going on for about 5 minutes, and I said, I'm sorry, guys. I hate to interrupt your discussion about ethnicity of corn, but can I fucking order my burger?
No, it was like, what makes it not Peruvian? It's not Peruvian because what makes it not Peruvian is jalapenos.
And I'm like, I don't care. What's the fucking matter where the corn's from?
Wow.
And then, of course, he orders it. And then, of course, she has to come back later and say, actually, we're out of corn. And so it made an even bigger scene out of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it just won't end.
Royce Sr. That's hilarious, dude. I love that guy.
I had a great time at both meals.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did he say to you? What were some of the comments he said your way?
He just kept teasing me because he offered to buy lunch. So I, okay. And then they offered dessert. So I was like, okay. And then he's like, does she never eat? Like he was making fun of how much I ate. And I was like, aw. But like, I don't know. My grandpa always was like, if someone offers to buy you a meal, you take it.
Yeah.
Sign of respect.
I was always taught you always try and pay if you can.
Well, that don't
my parents.
That don't fly.
Not my grandpa.
He basically pays for
my grandpa likes to be the patriarch. So,
yeah.
What was that, Marie?
Oh, we're paid for because we have to tolerate it. So.
here's your trouble.
It's a good exchange. I won't argue. The meals are fantastic and the restaurants are good. And for the most part, my dad's hilarious.
And the entertainment is top notch.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me of something. Your dad referring to that girl as Oriental. My dad referred to black people as coloreds like a month ago.
Recently?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I was like, you can't say. And he was like, it was normal when I was growing up. I'm like, it's not now. He's like, I know, but shut up.
No, I don't know if that's worse or not. Royce is like, coloreds is worse. I don't know. Oriental's pretty racist, too.
Is it really?
I feel like coloreds is worse.
Colored is... Well, are they really that bad, though? Because they were the acceptable terms in, the 70s.
I think that if you went to... If you had, a black friend and an Asian friend, you went to them and you called one a colored and the other Oriental, I feel like the black friend would be more angry than the Asian friend.
And the Oriental one would just do math in protest. But...
I would feel more like if I had to pick one, I'd be more comfortable walking up to a stranger Asian person and calling them Oriental than I would be walking up to a stranger black person and calling them colored.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because you have white guilt.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yes. Sherry.
Is mulatto racist?
No, it's the actual technical term for someone who's half white and half black.
The reason that she's bringing this up. No, the reason she's bringing this up is because we have some. Mulatto. There's some. Redneck.
What about mulatte? Is that?
Well, there's a
that's a latte made by a mulatto.
Go ahead.
At work,
like a little. Sorry,
Mitch. Let's go.
At work, there is this redneck backwoods person, Wisconsin person that works there, and she was saying something about blah blah blah. This mulatto. And then all of the hipsters that we work with, you can't say that. That's racist.
They all got up in arms like, oh, God.
Is that not good anymore? You can't say mulatto? What do you want us to say? Oreo? What's the correct term?
They said mixed. And I was like, that doesn't sound any better.
Mulatto, I think, is the actual technical term.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, mixed and biracial are more modern.
Biracial.
Whereas mulatto is
worse.
I feel like mixed, because it sounds like you're talking about a breed of dog.
Right.
It's a mutt.
You're not purebred. You're not, as good as everyone.
Mulatto is actually I would assume the scientific term for it.
I call them the Halle Berrys.
Scientific.
Well, scientific, but is there anything that says there why that's bad, though?
It means mule.
Does it mean mule? In what language?
The etymology of the term may derive from the Spanish and Portuguese word mulato, which in
Royce,
itself derived
in, what
from
is,
mula,
what is mule in Spanish?
Mule, the hybrid offspring of a horse and a donkey.
Royce, what is it's mule in Spanish?
It's not mulato, I can tell you that.
What is it?
I want to say, God, I'm trying to think. Mule?
Is it burro?
It says M-U-L-A.
It's a donkey.
From old Galician Portuguese.
I will call my Brazilian sister right now and ask what the Portuguese word is for fucking mule, and it won't be mulatto.
It says derived from.
But derived. You can't just
I
say
that. I don't know.
That.
Talk to Wikipedia. I didn't mean
yeah,
that.
Yeah, D, stop being stupid.
I don't actually know.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the people who wrote that.
Like, I'm yelling at D. Oh, okay. How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you, you big titted weirdo?
Yeah.
I am both of those things. That is accurate.
I don't know. Dude, with this day and age, you can't think of anything or you can't say anything anymore. But we can here on MLR. Say whatever you want. Nigger, faggot, spick.
Whoa, no, stop.
Shink.
Stop.
Goomba.
Do that.
What did I say? Faggot already? I love that word. Cunt.
I'm fine.
Punchy. With
it. Punchy.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson. Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the Slit Party.
Yes!
Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
They don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my god!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only 11 bucks per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Marco Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brainstew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey everybody, this is Joe Conti with Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show. And we just wanted to let you know about a brand new podcast we are doing called Conti and Kenny Shorts.
It's a bunch of stuff that we had from newer stuff that we just re-release from our regular 3-hour show on Monday nights. But we also have dug around and found all the good stuff that we've been doing for 7 years. Or if you like the crazy stories, there's a ton of them. We just got to find them, grab them, put them out.
Yeah. The podcast is anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes. And you get like 2 or 3 quick segments with a couple of little things in between, you know, little cute little things. And so far, people like it. So the best way to do it is to either go to ContiandKenny.com or just subscribe on iTunes.
And also, remember, I've only stopped doing cocaine for about 3 years. So there's 4 years of cocaine.
Ah.
Remember that. Just as much drinking.
BC and AC. Before Coke and after Coke.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. I like it. BC and AC.
BC and AC. So,
there are some good times.
Yep. This is Conti and Kenny Shorts, a podcast of a podcast, which I like to say, based on our show, the Conti and Kenny Show.
Podcast of a podcast.
Yeah, because we do a show, but it's also a podcast. So that's a podcast of a podcast.
But we do a show, not a podcast.
But our show was still podcasted.
But if we podcasted it, then it would be not a show, it would be a podcast. But if we do a show, then we podcast it, and then we a podcast of a podcast. But that doesn't sound right.
Do you think people are still listening now?
Nope.
No, that's they're why they not go even to podcasts.
They're not even listening to this commercial.
Why are you arguing with me?
I don't know.
You're completely correct.
Conti and Kenny Show Shorts. Conti and Kenny Shorts from the show, The Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio, every Monday night, 7 to 10.
We had to shorten it up because we didn't think we could do this much longer.
It's over 2 minutes. How are we shortening this up?
No, I mean our careers.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Enjoy.
Hello, Rosa.
You mind if I...
Yes, I was just leaving anyway.
Okay.
Oh, dear. What is your matter?
It's been a heck of a year, Rosa. I lost my wife, my best friend, and now my son is hooked on rock and roll.
Rock and roll? Rodney, that's the devil's music.
Hey, old man. I was just playing my bass at a volume that's unreasonable. Can you give me some money to buy records with clear warning labels?
Oh, Rose, you gotta help me straighten them out.
You ain't never gonna stop me from overly sexualized dancing and dressing like an indigent. Loud rock music!
The devil has a grip on you. You gotta fight him, Tweety. You have to fight him with show tunes.
Show tunes? If I play them backwards, will they make me want to try reefer cigarette marijuanas?
Oh, heavens no!
They will make you want to solve problems in song.
And with dancing.
Gosh, I think I'd like to get hooked on show tunes now. I've been so wrong about everything. You're the best father in the world.
Ah, shucks, son. I couldn't have done it without Rose here.
You sure do make a great team. Hey, Pop, maybe she'd like to have dinner with us.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm sure Rose is very...
Oh, yes. Young man, I would love to dine with you. You.
Back, second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com.
Hi. So Dutch, here's what we're doing.
Hold on real quick. If you guys want to call in, the number is 954-573-2780, or you can jump in on Skype if you have Skype, but Hippo Juice Film. This guy's been weird lately, so hopefully we can get to your call if you do call in. Or just join us in at morelikeradio.com and jump in on the live tab if you want to check us out live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern time. What's up, Royce?
We're taking that punchy dancing gif.
Mm-hmm.
It was killing D during the break. What I did was I made a tiny URL and I go, hey, what do you think about this for next hour? And I sent it to her on Facebook. And of course, it was the punchy dancing thing. Oh, and she was losing her mind. Because it's so funny.
This is going to be the new double vision.
It's Rick rolling me, but it's...
I have to.
No, double visioning.
Punchy rolling me.
Yeah, more like radio, it's double visioning.
Yes.
Oh.
Were you around when all that nonsense was going on? Were you listening to the show back then, D?
Double vision?
When that's all we were doing?
Let me refresh your memory.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
So it
went on a tear there where we were like sending each other like audio files of like, hey, I cut up this funny bit of last week's show. At least Mitch was doing this. And he would label it like, you know.
I know.
And then
the Dropbox was 50% false name thing had double vision instead. 50%.
And then it was like, you know, Royce would send me like a link to a YouTube thing like, hey, we should play this for we listen to better music than you. And it would just be double vision like that.
I had PTSF.
I have like three different double vision YouTube links memorized.
Of course,
or at least
do.
I can recognize them whenever someone sends them to me and I just say good try.
Yep.
Yeah. Nobody could really get Mitch.
You have to find different ways around it, so I would eventually just start texting the lyrics to people.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That went on for a little while.
Because it was a rule, and we used to play it. If someone double visioned you, the rule was you had to listen to the entire
song.
Song.
Yeah. That went on. That went on for at least a year, and that was about 2 years ago when we were doing
that.
It
was fucking bad.
I think it played in like older episodes, but I don't think I ever heard it explained.
It was bad because you know the song is so long. And you'd have to hear the whole thing as loud as you couldn't stop it. It was cheating. and you had to hear the whole thing.
And I watched him sit through it grumpily.
Yeah, Marie would hear me in the room. I go, God damn it! All you'd hear is, God damn it, and the double vision started playing. And then I'm like just there with my arms crossed going, fucking Mitch. Fucking Mitch.
Oh, so you actually play by the rules? I think I did it like the first three times I got double vision.
I played, dude. I always play by the rules.
Oh, I didn't do it all the way through after a while. Because it literally got to where every third message I got from anybody on the station was a double vision thing.
No,
Dennis.
Dennis
was one of the worst ones.
I always let someone else click on something first and be like, no, it's safe. Okay. Then I'll click on it.
Ugh.
I trusted no one and no link.
Speaking of amazing music.
More like Juzik.
We listen to better music than you this week is brought to you by Dee's personal email. She's going to give it out at the end of the segment. But apparently Britney Spears' original vocals for her track Alien got leaked out and they weren't auto-tuned. Have you guys heard this yet?
No, but I would love to.
I haven't heard this yet either.
Lyrics of Britney Spears?
Well, it's basically.
I bet it's really good.
The Britney Spears?
Not lyrics, vocals.
Oh.
I bet it's really good.
Different? What's the difference?
Lyrics are written out what the lyrics are. Vocals are her singing.
You know what I meant, you asshole.
But apparently this is her song without her vocals being touched by any kind of computer or anything. So listen to the amazingness that is Britney Spears.
But it's good.
I haven't actually listened to this yet, but I'm just assuming it's going to be great.
There was a time I was one of a kind. Lost in the world, doubting me, myself, and that was lonely. Like an alien.
Now you want to play a fun little game? Do you want to hear how they cleaned it up?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, here we go. I can't tell a difference, can you?
Not really.
Honestly, not really.
Are you kidding me? Because I can totally tell. You guys can't hear that?
I can hear it, but it's not like blowing me away. Like, oh my God.
Well, dude, here's the thing.
Get rid of the most annoying thing, which was the fact that it sounds like she's singing through her nose.
That's she's always done that.
Like she's singing like with her nostrils.
You know what? You sound better than she does.
Like she has a cold.
I never figured it out. Why I always felt like a stranger in a crowd. Oh, that.
How is this girl popular? How does she have a music career?
It's just a bad song.
That's pretty bad.
Take me home. And the light in your eyes lets me know.
She's so fucking flat.
My God.
Now, hold on. Can we at least go back to that clean part where the cleaned up with autotune? Autotune's amazing.
Ah, but then the poster picture the chat changed my mind completely.
Of what?
See, that's the poster I used to have on my wall.
Yeah, back when she was hot, when she was fucking JT.
My God.
Ugh, here we go. Here's how they clean that part up.
I mean, it's up. Better, but it's not worse.
Her entire career is based off of producers. Guys who sit there and nerds like me who will sit there and toil over dumb audio shit. They, ugh. Here you go.
Basically, what's happened?
Not alone.
I could have been famous if I had a better manager.
Yes.
Essentially, what it is, yeah. How hot was she back in the day, though?
Really, really?
And that's another thing too with these pop stars now. Like Rihanna's doing it, she's doing it. Everybody's going like the techno route. I guess like that's the new thing. Here, hold on.
I just don't like this song.
Well, the song's terrible, but someone got their hands on the original vocal tracks.
I have never heard this song, and it's awful.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just the worst.
But you want to hear it awesome?
Yes.
that sounds ethereal. I kind of feel like I need a belly dance.
Just because Katy Perry has an extraterrestrial song, alien song, doesn't mean you need one too, Brittany.
Oh, I hate her, so don't bring her into the conversation.
Why do you got to be hating on my girl, Katy?
I've explained this before. I'm so Team Travis. My boy.
But she wants to make every day like your birthday.
Marie, who's the one you hate now? Did you find out who she was?
Iggy Azalea, or as I call
her. You love Iggy Azalea!
I don't like her because she's white.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the show. Like, Marie just like, hey, by the way, since you brought Iggy Azalea, or Iggy Pop, as you called it, to my attention, I hate her because she's white. Why?
Because if she's white, she's trying way too hard to be ghetto. You are a privileged woman. You are attractive and wear very rich high heels.
But you don't know how I work, how I work.
No. It sounds like a combination of Nicki Minaj and Gwen Stefani.
It's a complete ripoff of Nicki Minaj. And she's been getting shit for it since day one. But here's the difference. Nicki Minaj is a kind of a chubby black chick who's trying to do a Lady Gaga type of thing by doing these crazy outfits. This girl's like, for some reason, she gets away with it, I think, because she's Australian. When you hear her talk, she's just a regular Australian broad. But
I know, but still, you can't be that ghetto and also be that blonde.
Her ass, Marie.
I know. If she tried any other form
of
music styling, I would be all for her.
But look at that ass.
I understand. Her butt cheeks are amazing.
She does have an amazing ass.
I get it.
But have you seen her ass?
But I don't like the fact
that you look at it.
Look at how
great ass.
Look at how pale she is, and then realize she said, "Who dat? Who dat? Now do that. Do that.
Tell me who dat? Who dat?"
That's true. You know what? When Marie says it, it makes me mad. Marie, you say it.
Who dat? Who dat?
Ah!
Now tell me who dat? Who dat?
She does it better.
Try harder.
She's
Marie.
Got the ghetto inflection. Yeah, you got to do it. Do it like her.
Who dat? Who dat?
No, you're not doing it right.
Tell me who dat? Who dat?
Oop! I hit two ones.
It's more of a drop dead.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't do it.
Okay, now we have to play the
whole
song.
Because I'm white! I can't do it because
I'm white! Yes, you can, because she's doing it because she's white.
No!
You need to be Australian then. Be Australian for a second.
I bet you if you listen to her on auto-tune, it's probably like, now who's that?
No!
That's true. Marie's right.
No, because the thing is, I was obsessed with her last week, and like I looked at like her live thing. She does it well live. I'll give her that.
I bet she does.
This is a terrible song. Oh, it's so bad. Here you go. There's really nothing to the song, but look at her ass, Marie.
God damn it.
Yeah, I just looked at Punchy. Yes, I know she has.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Hold on. We have to do. Okay, Marie, you have to before. Let's. I'm going to give you 3 months. To do the first verse of Fancy by Iggy Azalea, and you have to hit it with her inflection. Here, listen.
Can we do it before and after so she can do it now and then we can compare it? Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let me pull up the lyrics for her. I wanted you to hit her at the same inflection that this bitch does it.
All right, I just put the lyrics in the chat.
Okay.
Or hold on. Let me see if I can't find a karaoke version of this. No vocals. I fucking hate that chorus. Ugh. And it is a Gwen Stefani complete ripoff.
Yeah, it sounds just like her. I thought it was like the two of them.
If anything, I should probably send you this so you know when the music comes in. So here, hold on, Marie.
Oh, Dennis has a good idea. We can do it at the live event.
That's how many weeks away?
Enough?
It's 30 days away.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Marie?
It's just enough days away.
Marie?
I don't
Marie?
First things Marie. First, I'm the realist. Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, just because you can, because you grew up on the streets.
Marie Tart, I just
a bard from L.A., yo.
Marie Sickle, I just put the thing in the YouTube thing in the chat room. What? Come on. Just do it. Just try it. Here you go. Before and after. Just sing the first verse. That's all I want. up until the dumb chorus, and then we'll let D do the chorus.
I don't even know how it goes. It's gonna start playing, and I'm not gonna know.
Here we go. That's just gonna be even better.
I'm not gonna know any of the instructions, and I'm gonna be terrible at
just
it.
Just do your bestest, and you'll be fine.
You're gonna play it real quick, so she gets.
Here we go. Okay, here I'll play the first part of the verse, anyways, so you get it.
Hold on.
Here's her inflection. Listen.
Come on, Marie, do that.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
There you go. That's all you need.
God. All right. Let's try this.
All right. Yeah. Now crank it on your end, and you got to follow the lyrics.
All right. First things first, I'm a realist.
Marie, come on. Start over. No.
Actually, I kind of want to hear doing
that. No. Give it at least a half-hearted try.
Half-hard and then do it.
Yes.
First things first, I'm a realist. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. And I'm still in the motor business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics. You should want a bad beat like this. Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heel, something worth a half ticket on my wrist. Talking all liquor straight, never chase that. Rooftop, we ain't bringing anything back. Bringing the hooks, where's the bass at? Champagne spilling, you should taste that. I'm so
there you go. Nice.
That's awesome.
Hard.
Yeah.
You did good.
That was awesome.
You're lying. Now just edit it in post. Will it sound great?
No, I want to hear you. That's the thing. If a white bitch like that, an Australian white bitch, can get that inflection of a complete ghetto chick, I want to hear you do it. Come on, Marie, for the show.
But now Dutch. You can show your awesome producer skills and just auto-tune her till it sounds good.
You can't auto-tune that. Yeah. Just do that. So I don't know if you understand how auto-tune works, but that's not going to help it.
I don't.
Listen.
I don't understand.
If you edit me in post, it'll take like 2 hours. If I try to work on this, it's going to take me the full 30 days.
You just got to get drunk. Here you go. Marie, Royce, help me out here. Just get her drunk so she'll be like, first things first, some realists. You know, like do that whole nonsense.
If you're drunk, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be awesome if you're drunk.
But I can't drink. It's a live event. I got to be a professional.
Well, how about we try it next week? Oh, I'm not going to be here, though. No, 2 weeks from now. So you got 2 weeks to try it drunk, and then we can try it when you're really, really drunk at the show.
By the way, Marie, hold on. Just remind me. This is a remind me. Ask Kelly if she wants to do the show Tuesday. Sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
All right. Cool.
Why would you do that?
What? Well, oh, you heard that? I thought that was the off-air.
I'm not a girl. You can't.
Now tell me who that?
You can't just. I'm not the kind of. I'm not a girl where you just go, hey.
I'm not that kind of girl, okay,
you
Royce?
Talk low enough where I can't hear it.
Dutch?
What do you mean?
Are you guys talking? I can't hear you.
Hi, Dutch.
Anyways,
in here.
Speaking of awesome rap, apparently the FBI, or sorry, a judge dismisses
female body inspectors.
Let me try to start over here. Judge dismisses Insane Clown Posse's lawsuit against FBI over gang label.
Finally,
because it wasn't that insane.
The federal government can't be blamed for any fallout from the 2011 FBI report that. Put the gang tag on the fans of the music group Insane Clown Posse, Judge said. What's up?
I think, by the way, I thought we discussed this last week. Whenever the word fallout is said, you have to say Fallout Boy. Okay? So read that again and say it right.
The federal government can't be blamed for any Fallout Boy from the 2011 FBI report.
Never forget.
U.S. District Judge Robert Cleland? Look like Cleveland from back here. Cleveland dismissed the lawsuit by the rap metal duo. They're not metal. Duo and fans known as Juggalos, who said they can be targeted by police because they have jewelry and or tattoos of the group symbol or the man running with a hatchet. Cleland said the U.S. Department of Judgment is not responsible for how authorities use the national report on gangs. Well, then how do you get the gang label off of you if...
Actually, Dutch, I think I have audio of the judge here. Let me play it for you.
Oh, okay.
No! Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you
this bit was dead!
We'll never go down.
Oh, I hate this bit.
In your town. We won't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on... I'm only repping. The hatchet can...
Okay,
you
know what I'm going to do to kill this bit from now? I'm just going to play Royce Flubs.
Okay, I don't care.
Don't fuck with me, I'll fuck you up. I'll say to my homies, what's up? All the lightning sure is brightening.
Bro, this kid fucking flows and you know it.
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
Oh, yeah, well, I say to that, I say this.
But it will never be frightening. If you're a cop, you're going to get popped.
Oh, no.
Take that, bro.
So are Beliebers a gang, too?
They should be.
I would say maybe.
They're rough. Yo.
They are.
What about Deadheads?
I mean, are they? I don't know.
Guys,
are they violent? I mean, hey, I don't know anything about them.
Guys, you know who are though? Dave Matthews Band's fans.
Say guys more.
Because they crashed into you.
Nice. Stop talking.
Nailed it.
Crashed
no.
Into you.
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
No.
Because he had a song.
Put your hand out.
Fans, call him Dave.
Marie, slap it. But you have to do it in Iggy Azalea voice and tell him no.
No.
Ow!
That's how you use it.
It was,
no.
How do you know?
Maybe
now tell me who that, who that.
No, do that, do that.
Should I have that in there? Because you're going to finish it from now on. I only got that part of it because I thought that was ridiculous.
No, it's the do that part that makes me think of Borat, where he's sitting in his chair like, King of the Castle.
What does that have to do with who that?
I like the hoodat and the dudat. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll get two separate buttons for it then.
Yay.
By the way, you want to see the hottest thing in the world. If anybody's a fan of Iggy Azalea, go to that part of the video when she's saying hoodat, hoodat, not dudat, dudat. Like, dude, her ass in that particular shot, because she's in yoga shorts. I'm going to jerk off now. She's so fucking hot.
Joel cannot stop jerking off to Iggy
Azalea. I love Iggy Azalea. Her music's awful. But she is so hot to me.
I mean, her face is okay.
I don't know what it is about her figure, about her ass. Something about just the fact that she's so skinny on top and she has this ridiculously wide set of hips.
All right, back to the ICP.
Like kangaroo
body. Yeah,
that's
no,
really
dude.
Pretty face, too, though.
Apparently, like, they've been fighting this for a while now, and those guys are super rich, but apparently this judge is like, yeah, we're not responsible for how authorities use national report on gangs. Well, then who is? Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, that's when you call Comcast and you're like, I want to, you know, you guys have been charging me for shit that I wasn't paying for. Oh, we're not responsible for that. But you're Comcast. You're the one charging me. You need to talk to the billing department. You are the billing department. I know. By the way, did I tell you guys my Comcast thing?
No.
No.
Yeah, did you get it resolved?
It sounds like you had a good experience.
I need to take a drink real quick.
Okay.
Hitting the bottle. Thanks, Comcast.
So I finally was like, okay, I've budgeted out at least an hour and a half where I can deal with this. Knowing I'm going to go through the rigmarole and whatnot, I do the whole runaround where I'm going, I get through four different people who all tell me the exact same thing. Well, you know, did you plug it? Yes, I went through all the tech. You know, they have all this stuff labeled and they were trying to offer me, we can give you two free movies. I'm like, no. I want a couple months worth of credit because I was getting charged for high-speed internet and the equipment you guys gave me wasn't even rated to go above 5 megs a second. I've been paying for 20 for however many months that I had it. So, and me just saying just that very fact right there, I had to go through it. They finally patched me through a, quote, supervisor. It was obviously, it had to have been in India. And it had to have been over like one of those weird, like, you know, internet is also your phone type of lines.
Right.
He answered and he's like, hey, how do I help you? My name is Mike, or, you know, whatever. We decided, okay, am I supposed to?
I'm with the Mr. Lopez crap already and I haven't started.
Sup, Pops?
Hey, old man Lopez, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. We were talking about you earlier.
How you been?
I've been good. Why did you get security called at you at the Hampton?
Hilton.
Royce, what a mouth on you, man.
No, actually, it could be argued, what a mouth on you, sir, for having security called on you.
And actually, it wasn't just him. It was everybody that was telling the story. So.
Yeah, it wasn't just me.
I seriously don't like that kid.
I don't blame you.
So what happened? Like, why? Okay, so we were trying to figure out why they still got called, even though you said, no, I already paid, and you were just complaining about the service, right?
Yeah, I complained about the length of the service, and she said I called her stupid, and I said I wasn't going to pay the bill, and she called security.
But to be fair, you called her stupid.
You called her stupid?
Yeah, and she called the rent-a-cops, and they came over.
What did they say to you?
Why rent-a-cops? I don't know. What the hell they say to me? Shut up or...
Royce has to behave because Mama Lopez is here, so he has to behave.
Yeah. Hi, Mrs. Lopez.
Hey, Joe. Enough about me. What's going on with your girlfriend, man? What happened?
We broke up.
What happened?
Yeah.
She was a nice girl, man. What happened?
She was a super nice girl. I just, I wasn't in love with her, to be short and frank about it. I wasn't in love with her, so.
You weren't in love with her?
Yeah.
Well, that's honest.
Yeah. I guess.
Are you in love with... You're in love now with somebody else, or
yeah,
no? So. There was nobody else. It's according to Royce Jr. Myself, but no, nobody else. It was just one of those things. It's like, look, I don't want to keep wasting your time, so why keep delaying the inevitable? So
you're right. How's she doing now?
I ask Royce and Marie because they're all bestest buddies with each other now.
The thing is,
well, that's the way. You didn't know that's the way it happens with them?
Apparently.
Yeah, well, you're the Scrooge. She's a nice person. She's probably living in their home now, isn't she? You added one more to the list.
Not yet. She'll be here next week.
You son of a bitch.
See, I told you that.
You asshole.
I could have told you that.
Oh, I hate them.
I'll tell you what they're going to do is hook her up with Sean.
Yeah, she would never go for that.
Don't.
Yes, she will.
She already knows him.
I believe she has self-esteem.
Yeah.
Sean, you're on the line?
No.
Nope.
He was for a second.
Anyway, where is he now?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What a freeloader that one is.
So what's been going on with you guys?
I want to say hi to you, Joe. It's been a while, man.
Yeah, it has been. I was just saying, like, they were telling stories about you, and I was going to say that, Royce Sr. is probably one of my favorite people in the world. Just, I love hearing stories about you, sir.
Do you need money, or is there something you're lacking?
I would like some, sure, but I was just being honest for a half second there. Sure. I know you don't like affection from people, but,
Who told you that?
You?
Well, hold on a second. Well, wait a minute. You think I'm like Royce Jr.?
A little bit.
Or vice versa.
Well, I can see where he gets a little bit of his assholery from, but.
Okay, listen. I'm not going to continue letting him talk about Rita.
I'm just so glad Ryan fucked up so bad that I'm the number one son.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What did he say?
He's just so glad Ryan fucked up bad that now he's a number one son.
Not really, but, it's Renee. But anyway.
Come on! That's kind of
That's not even fair.
I guess you are. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Whatever. Listen, we don't like Marie much either, but listen, everybody makes mistakes.
I don't blame you.
It's not a secret. We all know the truth. But, let's get it out. For what it is.
Marie, I love you.
Thanks,
Mom. Oh, shit.
She's a liar. I never thought my son would get somebody nice, and he's got you, so I gotta love you.
I know, and Ryan got Leia, and
Marie is not nice!
Let's not ruin my night.
Boy, somebody said hi to you. And it's Mark. Know now that his nickname in college was Fluffy.
Okay. Well, we got it. Thank you, but I think, we should finish our show now.
Whose name was Fluffy?
Hey, man, whatever.
Hold on now. I want
to
know.
To say, how do you not talk to any idiots?
Come on. That's kind of messed up. Now Joel's your favorite son. He's not even related to you.
Oh, yeah, me. It's about time because my dad doesn't talk to me.
You got 11 brothers? I, 12, whatever, siblings, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I got 20, I have 22 siblings, and I'm right in the middle, so you can imagine how much neediness I'm in need of. All right. So.
You know, you got black, so you had another spick to your list, and you got me. Why are you hitting me? Again, I can't take this? Your mother's hitting me.
What?
Stop hitting me, Rita.
Your mother's hitting me?
I told him he was not allowed to either put you guys
on the speaker. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. You got Mooney on. I got another spick on it. What do you want me to tell you?
I said if I was even near to it where he was, I was not going to allow him to be mean or say bad things, but
I hate blacks. They have blacks in their family.
Right. Come
on. What's wrong with that?
Oh, my Lord.
You don't live in a black neighborhood, do you? I'll see you later. Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry.
Greg, we're gonna have to. The views on this show are not necessarily those of this caller.
Roycey, cut him off.
I can't. I just can't do it. I can't.
Hey,
it's like watching a car accident. It's terrible, but I needed to keep going.
No, because I'm in the car and I'm going to keep flipping.
Hold on, Mr. and Mrs. Royce's mom and dad. Where are you guys driving?
Hey, Royce.
Yes, sir.
If you remember Mark's sense of humor, and he's got one. He's got a server there that's even more than him. I heard the best one. The server came over because he saw Mark at the table a long time. He says, "Hey, by the way, Mark, there's a pregnant nun in the front that she wants to talk to you."
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I had to do a double against
it. I appreciate that.
You said what?
I'm sure that I'll appreciate that personal story. But right now, I want to entertain people that are listening, not just me.
So. I'm loving this.
Okay. Shut up, Dutch. Don't help. Asshole.
Who's listening?
All right. Well.
Oh, hey now.
Don't be mean.
Who's listening to your show?
I'm going to make him hang up. Don't worry. Good night, guys.
Good Bye. Night, Mrs. Good night. Lopez. Your parents rule, dude.
Almighty.
I love how flustered you get.
Who's Mark?
I don't know. Like a restaurant. Like, no one knows.
I know that they've just been hitting up all the restaurants where they know people at. I think tonight was Shula's.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they were coming back from some dinner. They have like all their dinners scheduled out for the entire week.
Do you think they're listening to the show, or are they just like, oh, Royce is on, let's call the show?
No, he texted me and asked what the number was.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they were just leaving dinner.
He's like, hey, let's call and annoy my son. That's hilarious.
Pretty much.
At least your dad thinks about you.
Fair enough. I'll give him that much.
Yeah.
He's not senile, but sometimes it is hard to follow his stories.
Everything with him is an inside joke, I've realized. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to, like, kind of know the person on the this person story train or whatever, and he just kind of expects everybody to just jump on.
You like how awkward my mom got when I mentioned Ryan?
You want to know what the funniest part was? Your mom's hitting me right now. She's hitting me.
Oh, she is. Oh, she is.
I just see her just smacking.
Smacking you right in the head.
She was backhanding his arm.
Yep, guarantee it.
Yeah.
Oh, your parents rule. Oh, my God. They're so entertaining.
Oh, man.
What was I talking about before they called in?
I don't fucking know.
I don't remember.
I feel like we were talking about Juggalos.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I feel like you were talking about your brothers.
Oh, Comcast.
Comcast.
Yes. Okay, so what happened?
Yeah.
So they put me on the phone with a quote manager who would say one
dudette,
word.
Dudette.
He would not say dudette, dudette.
Who dat?
He would say one word every 60 seconds, hoping I would hang up.
So.
Literally like
something.
That. I was thinking maybe okay, fine, that's the internet connection. He's probably in India. I'll say okay. I am getting billed for something I wasn't getting, and I feel like I'm owed credit for the last 6 months because I was paying for high speed internet, but the equipment you guys gave me wasn't rated to go above 5.
So,
no, hold on, wait. I'll do his part.
Okay. Wow, that long. Jesus.
No, I'm not even
sorry. Done. I just hate that.
I'm not even
so much.
Done yet. I'm not even done yet. Hold
I
on.
I hate dinner so much. Okay, I'm going to try.
So then I would hear a muffled. Okay, so that would be your phone number? But what was that? And then the thing is, he wouldn't wait full 6 seconds. It wasn't like a 60-second delay. It was that he would like respond. I would be like, "What was that? What is your account number? Oh, it's 25." Blah, 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 blah. Nothing for literally 45 seconds. And I was on the phone at the time in my car, and I was like, "Why the fuck am I not at home recording this? Because I wish I had recording of this thing." And I just started talking out loud. I'm like, "Oh my god, this is what they do." This is what they do when they realize they fucked up, but they don't want to give back credit because they owe it. They will transfer you to somebody who will annoy you to no end. Because, like I said, there was no rhyme or reason to it. It wasn't like a steady delay so I could figure out the timing of the guy's speech. He would respond immediately at some areas and then just sit. And I'd be like, "Hello? Hello? Is someone there? I'm listening to you, sir. Okay, could you respond to what I just said? What did you say?" "I said, I'm trying to find credit of my..." Another 90 seconds goes by. Nothing. And I finally went like, "Hey, like, hey, dude, whatever tactic you're playing, I'm game. I'll stay on the phone as long as you want." It finally got to the point where he's like, "I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing we can do." I'm like, "What do you mean there's nothing? I don't want to talk to you anymore. Put me on the phone with someone who will actually respond to me when I'm speaking to them." 90 seconds goes by. "There's nothing we can do for you. I know what you said, but I want to talk to someone else, either a supervisor on the same level as you or someone higher than you. There's no one higher than me." And he said that like right immediately, right after I said that. And then I'm like, "Okay, then put me on the phone with another supervisor." 2 minutes goes by. "Hello? Hello? Hello? If you want to talk to another supervisor, you're going to have to call back." And then I unloaded on him. I'm just like, "You fucking dirty piece of shit, fucking..." I said every racial slur I could think of, and he didn't hang up. Because usually when you start cursing, they hang up on you.
I was going to say, yeah, they have to hang up at that point, right?
Not this guy.
Oh, what's his deal?
So this is what I'm going to do.
Nuts. Are you still on the phone with him?
So this is what I'm...
How much is this over?
I want to say a couple $100.
It's not worth it.
That's just it. That's what they want you to believe. But here's, dude, that's just it. Normally, I would do that. But I'm standing firm at this point with the whole fucking Comcast thing. Which, by the way, have you guys seen any of John Oliver's new show?
# stand with Dutch, bro. I'm with you.
Have you guys seen any of his new show?
I saw a couple of them. It was pretty funny.
Did you see the one where he's talking about the monopolies of Comcast and Time Warner and Quest and all those things?
No, I haven't.
It is one of the most brilliant segments I've ever seen on TV.
How so?
He just breaks down on how these guys just fuck everyone. And I think we actually did this bit a while ago, and the fact that like the worst rated companies in the US. And he was talking about this company could possibly kill you, but no, Comcast is worse. You know what I mean? I can't even do it justice. You have to see what it is. And then at the end, he calls for a rally call of all the trolls on the internet. He's like, "Put your evil ways to good use, because I guess for the next 6 months, the Federal Trade Commission
is actually hugely..."
I think important. I found it, Dutch.
Essentially, wait, how long is it? It's a long bit, though.
Yeah, holy Christ, 13 minutes?
It's a long segment. That's my point. That's why I'm saying. Man. That's why I didn't bring it to the show.
Okay, that's
fine. Probably because he had Comcast issues.
True.
That's why I didn't bring it to the show. I was like, it's probably better for people to just watch it.
Because it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or Joe off the street. You have one, maybe two options when it comes to TV.
And it was like he was just going over their articles of them saying they're not a monopoly, and then him just looking up the definition of a monopoly in their sentence. It's fucking brilliant. And just I don't have the thing, but I guess the FCC has a message board and a comment section.
Oh no.
For people. And he was like, "I am calling to arms all you trolls." And it was probably one of the, he does this big old patriotic speech trying to get the trolls to go against fucking Comcast. It's like I said, too long to bring in the show, but if you guys have a chance, watch it on your own time. It's hilarious.
That would be a target for...
Should we start tweeting at Comcast about its horrible customer service?
No, it's you have to watch the segment. It makes more sense if you do it on this particular FCC type of regulation, because they're basically going to allow two companies to take over the internet if this thing goes through.
Basically, yeah.
Take over the internet and take over cable if this new bill goes past. And the FCC basically is looking for public opinion on the matter before they make a decision. And this is the only real way you can do it. So
okay.
It's actually kind of important.
Maybe we should sign a petition, guys.
I'm not a... thank you, Brent. I am not a cause guy, but man, after watching that whole thing by John Oliver, I didn't even know this was going on until...
Guys, what about a nonviolent human shield in front of the Comcast offices?
I don't know if that's going to help.
We'll interlock arms, and then we'll sing about, you know, kumbaya, and about, you know, giving everyone a fair shake.
What happens when the cops come and tell you guys to get lost?
Then I'll just give them a flower, and they'll understand that I'm just trying to help the
Don't you remember in the 60s? That didn't really happen so well.
I mean, everybody can do what we do and just pretty much cancel everything except internet.
Marie, that's my point. It's internet now.
It's internet now, too, yeah.
They're essentially doing a thing now where websites, if they aren't part of the group of a Comcast or a Time Warner, they get slower speeds.
Oh, bullshit.
Like,
basically,
websites who have enough money get the highest bandwidth allowable. They're going to put a restriction on bandwidth, is essentially what they're going to do.
Basically, yeah.
It's fucked up.
That would fuck us.
Seriously, everybody, please. Can we post that? I'll tweet that link later. You have to watch this because it's kind of scary and it's going to happen.
No.
Exactly. So,
happen.
No, I don't want to.
I will call for the MLR trolls.
What if I write a strongly worded letter?
How about this? If you can get a good screen capture of your best message on the FCC's message board, and like I said, I don't have the actual link right now. We'll send you a prize. I'll send you a prize. I actually have a leftover $500 camera that I can send you guys. How about that?
But I want to actually make a difference. So who do I got to bother?
Exactly. We'll have these guys do that. And if you can get the best, like, inside MLR one-liner in there or something that's the most, whatever. If you do it the most times.
Comcast has worse. Its customer satisfaction rating is worse than the Internal Revenue Service. People hate Comcast more than the IRS.
People hate who provide entertainment. Hate people. They hate them more than they hate people who take your money.
Thank you, Mitch.
The IRS will give you a refund if you overpay.
It's fcc.gov/comments. Mitch just posted it in the chat room.
Yeah, but you have to actually watch the full thing by John. Anyway, sorry. I'm not going to keep being a dead horse.
Don't worry. We get it.
I'm just going to look at Iggy Azalea videos.
Who dat? Who dat?
Marie, you got to do the rap.
Who dat? Who dat?
I'm telling you. I'll be very disappointed if you don't have... You got to get an inflection down. You can do it.
I don't think I can.
You're married to a Hispanic now, though.
I'm too white.
No, but you're married to a Hispanic.
I'm privileged.
No, you're not. Because you're married to a Hispanic.
Hey.
Hey.
It's kind of fucked up.
I was proud of that one. Shut up.
I'm just, you know.
I mean.
I'm not your run-of-the-mill Hispanic. I shower often.
He doesn't mow lawns.
Yeah, I don't. They have better diction.
Oh, come on.
Apparently,
you can't have the best load and the best diction. You pick one, bro.
I'll take load any day.
Okay, load.
Love load. Big fan of load. Apparently, the Weinsteins passed on Clerks 3, according to Kevin Smith.
Hold on. What did you post here in the chat, D?
Hmm?
Comcast definitely throttling Netflix. What?
It's a website. It's an article where the guy is talking about how after the... FCC.
Yeah.
Something. A federal court struck down the FCC's net neutrality protection a few weeks ago. My Netflix service seemed to grind to a near halt. And he feels like it's because of Comcast.
It might be. You never know. The thing is, they could just be fucking with people. To the point where you even, like, I don't know if you've ever got this touch, if you've ever torn and stuff, and they sent you an email saying, we've known that you're torning movies and blah, 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 blah.
No, because I don't do it that often. So.
I've never gotten the email, but I have had, like, I've had to restart my router before. Like, it would kill my internet. It, like, everything would stop, and I'd have to unplug your router and then plug it back in.
Yeah, if you click on the link, I'll send it. It talks about what the net neutrality.
Yeah, net neutrality. That's what it is.
Sorry, it's interesting. Now I'm into this, Dutch. I was just curious.
Well, we only have 4 minutes left in the show, so. But oh, no, seriously, you have to watch it because John Oliver explains the entire thing, and he's hilarious, obviously.
We have as many minutes as we want.
It says FCC's anti-discrimination and anti-blocking policies, though it preserved disclosure requirements. In other words, carriers can make some traffic run faster or block other services, but they have to tell subscribers.
But there's only like...
They can monitor who gets faster or who gets slower internet, depending on the website.
Yep. So that's what it looks like, yeah.
And this is going to go through if we don't do something.
What do we do?
Watch the John Oliver thing. He talks all about it.
I don't think that watching a comedy special is going to solve it, Dutch.
But this is an actual... He's different.
Dutch.
Listen.
Dutch.
What?
Who do we have to murder? just whisper it.
John Comcast.
This is who you do it.
All right. Tell me
who that. Who that? That's who.
Jonathan Comcast?
We have to murder Iggy Azalea?
No, who that?
We have to murder the Saints?
That took me a second. Yeah, okay, so apparently Clerks 3 isn't going to be made. Who cares?
Why?
I didn't even know that was a thing that might have been made.
Is Clerks 3 not going to be made because Kevin Smith is going to tell a way too long story that kind of gets boring at the end and you realize Jesus Christ has only really made 3 good movies.
According
and
to
sucks.
Kevin Smith, he said the Weinsteins passed. I went to them with a $6 million budget and they were like, oh no, Kevin, that's too high. Bob offered us distribution, but they weren't going to finance it. Apparently Clerks 2 only cost $5 million to make.
Oh, hey, hold on, Dutch. Can I do a new segment? Royce looks into his crystal ball.
Oh, okay.
Clerks 3, I see in my crystal ball here that Kickstarter is going to be started. That's why Kevin Smith is doing it. That way a Kickstarter is started and it gets crowdsource funded, all that fucking
hard shit. Oh, hey. That's not a dude, that's perfect.
If that kid can get $9,000 to make a potato salad, then
yeah.
I feel like...
Did you see that, Dutch?
I want to murder...
This
you for saying that. And I know you had nothing to do with it.
It's outrageous.
D, can you find it? $9,000 for fucking making a potato salad on
Kickstarter.
But he
was so freaking honest about it in his Kickstarter. You can't even be angry at
him. Why the fuck am I working? Why can't I just figure out like a viral Kickstarter thing to do?
He is currently up to 9,000. Wait, no. This is someone's article about it. He made his goal, but he's still making money. He made
$9,000. Please don't give this kid money for his potato salad Kickstarter.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's at $56,923.
Oh, my God.
What was the price?
Yeah, he is.
I'm out.
Of his $10 goal. He wanted $10, and he's made $56,000, almost $57,000.
Okay, why did he need $10 to make a fucking potato salad?
To be fair, the kid was probably joking. It was a joke. I'll do for $10 and make a potato salad.
And it just went viral?
This kid now has $56,000. This better be the best goddamn potato salad I've ever eaten, motherfucker.
What is the... hold on. Please explain to me why this was a thing.
People keep passing it around now. Like, we're talking about it now. Now more people are going to go, oh, that's funny. I'll donate a dollar. Now this kid has, like, $56,000.
24 days to go. This kid will hit a million.
56 people should not be allowed to live right now.
Guys, I'll just read it.
56,000.
It was 4,500.
I need to read it out loud so you guys understand.
I'm making a potato salad.
Basically, I'm just making potato salad. I haven't decided what kind yet.
Update. We did it.
Stretch goals, $35. I will make 4 times as much potato salad. I know $40 isn't 4 times 10, but you guys have earned it.
$75. Pizza party.
$100. I will try 2 different potato salad recipes.
$40 is 4 times 10.
Update number 2, all the potatoes that fit to print.
We made the news. Let's keep up the good work. New stretch goals coming soon.
Then there's a link to
how old is this douche? Is he just like a kid?
I don't know, but he's going to owe people like shirts and all sorts of shit.
His name is Zach Danger Brown.
Danger?
Yeah, he'll
Zach
owe people
Danger
shit.
Brown.
Oh, let's see. He's on Facebook.
It just went up again. His pledge goal. The number changed.
Oh my God, our idiot listeners are donating. Stop it. Don't do that.
Stop donating, you morons.
Guys,
just because his name is Danger doesn't mean you have to do it.
Guys, if you pledge.
Now I'm going to.
Wait, hold on. On Zach Danger Brown's Facebook page, he went to Denison University. He graduated in class of 2005, and he majored in hard knocks, chemistry, biology.
That means he's 30 years old. He's my age. It's not like a little kid doing it.
$50,000.
Guys, you don't understand. He has $13.80 back for a dollar where he has to post a thank you for his potato salad.
I want
to
start a Kickstarter for like an assassination bounty on this guy.
That if you pledge $2 or more, if you pledge $2 or more, which 8,833 backers have, they will receive a photo of him making the potato salad.
This country's doomed. Because hipsters have now taken over the internet. Because this is the kind of shit that they like. And this is the kind of thing that they find is funny.
Yeah, but Dutch, if you pledge $3, which 769 backers have, you receive a bite of the potato salad. A potato, a photo of...
Oh, I hate America.
How? Okay. One bite. One I have a question of logistical things. How is he going to send someone a bite of potato salad because it's made of mayonnaise and mayonnaise is obviously going to spoil after it's been out for so long? So is he going to refrigerate mail
He's
everything?
He's never going to, and that's
he
why
he doesn't promise it will be good.
He's got 56,000.
You have a point.
Yeah, come to think of it, I've never gotten anything from any Kickstarter that I've ever donated to, you fuckers.
Okay, I would never donate to a Kickstarter.
Except I did it for friends. Like friends
You know when you go to the credit card machine and says, would you like
to... Nathan, who we
donated for his Kickstarter for Welcome to Tate's. And he's
no! Donated.
And I haven't gotten anything from it.
Me neither. Don't think of it.
You know how like when you swipe your card when you're buying anything at like a gas station, would you like to donate $1 to this kid whose cancer has taken his penis and his left leg off? Would you like to help him grow his penis back? I go, nope. And I hit the big red no.
Take that kid's dollar and give it to me.
Yeah, take that, dick.
You pledge $5 or more, you get the deluxe package where you get to choose a potato salad appropriate ingredient.
I want this guy dead.
Potato salad.
I want him dead.
And 10 free DVDs.
So how are 400 people going to deal for free DVDs?
Oh my gosh, if you pledge $10 or more, which 287 backers have, you get to hang out in his kitchen while he makes it. He has to allow 287 people
into
his kitchen.
It's this alternative hipster, too cool for the room, funny thing. Like, hey, look what I did. Nonsense.
Yeah, you know what's happened though? One of those people is going to be a hot chick, and this motherfucker is not only going to get $50,000, but he's going to get fucking blown for making a potato salad. How do you feel now,
Dutch? He'll make her eat potato salad out of his asshole.
Probably.
Lucky bastard.
Mm-hmm. I think that's called an Alabama thank you.
I think you might be right.
I don't know all the sex terms, but I'm assuming.
If you pledge $50 or more to this kid, you're going to receive a recipe book with potato salad recipes inspired by each country where we have a backer, along with a bite of each of the potato salad.
Dude, I hate him, but it's brilliant because he got a lot of money out of something so stupid.
He's going to lose
making
all these stupid books to get back to the people that donated $50.
Well, he sounds like an idiot to me, so he's going to get his $50,000, $60,000 or whatever. He's going to spend it all at once, and then he's going to get hit with a giant tax bill.
That's what I was just about to say.
I was wondering about the taxes on this.
It's about 30% or 20%.
Can you? I mean, depending on the state, I mean...
There's people with like legitimate problems that are like, look, I'm just trying to help my kid. Could you guys, if you can give to a potato salad, can you give to my kid?
No. Yeah. You know what? That'd be good. I would love to see other Kickstarters that really needed it that are have less than this potato salad. No, now I'm on a mission from God.
I feel like Kickstarter's ruined.
Dude, yeah. It's called America and marketing, and maybe your kid should be more appealing like potato salad.
Yeah, I mean, the guy could always make, like, his own potato salad and turn it into a thing.
I went to a gas station and bought it.
I kind of want some of the potato salad. I want to know if it's good.
I kind of want to get out
kinda
of here.
I kind of want a book of the potato salad.
No, you don't. You don't want any of this.
Okay.
Who else wants potato salad?
Dutch says I don't want it, so.
You don't want it. You don't want it! I need to get a drop of you. You hate it. You don't like it. all right, let's get out of here.
First, I'm a realist.
Yeah, get it, Marie. Feel it. And I'm still in the murder. As Iggy Azalea, tell us why you're better.
I'm better because my ass is as good as hers.
Royce. No, not Royce. Mitch.
I am better than you because when I did a Kickstarter thing, my perks were actually real things, and I actually sent them out to people.
Did you guys actually make any money off that?
Yeah, we did.
You did?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's talked about it on the show. You were there.
Like, lots much? I don't remember the number.
I think it would be like 60,000.
Wow. Okay.
Are you telling me this guy's potato salad is going to almost make is going to make more than your fucking...
No, he's going to make more. He's going to make more than our movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, D, way better.
I'm better because this time I had a good time. Ain't got time to wait. I want to stick around till I can't see straight. Fill my eyes.
Shut up.
That double vision.
Royce, way better. Hold on, wait.
Do that.
All right, anyways.
Do that.
Royce, way better.
I don't know. Is Sherry there? Maybe she should say.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Sherry's there. I keep forgetting. You didn't talk much tonight, hon.
I was editing photos once again. I am better than you because I shot my bow better than about six other men on 4th of July.
Did you really?
Of course.
Why didn't you tell us that emasculating story at the top of the show, you weirdo? Come on.
Well, because you guys are... I was editing photos.
Sometime. Shut up. Royce, go ahead.
And I'm better than you because I'm the Royce that didn't get security called on it.
And I am better than you because I am eventually going to take Iggy Azalea away from Nick Young. You wait.
I got that.
It's going to happen.
It ain't.
I
hear he's
got
a small dick. All right. Hey, don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow, 7 to 9. I won't be on it, and I won't be on for next week, DNR or Hippo Juice, because I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio for my greenhouse road. Or sorry, travel, trade show, nonsense, or whatever.
Don't forget, More Like
Dutch
Radio
World
Live
Tour.
Event. More Like Radio Live Event, August 9th, Montclair, New Jersey, Just Jake's. Go to tinyurl.com/MLR Live and the number 2. Just let us know you're going. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yada, 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 yada. Dutch said the rest of the shit, right? Anything else? That's it? No? Boom.
I think we got it.
All right, guys. See
you. All right, kids. See you guys next week.
Over all, I thought you knew that. I'd be the IGGY, put my name in bold. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.